We talk about parenting and we talk about marriages, but we don't often talk about how our parenting impacts our marriage. And my next guest believes there is a strong correlation. To get specific, Studio 5 parenting contributor Heather Johnson believes that American parenting is killing American marriages. That's quite a statement. Heather joins me to explain. You dropped this actually in the studio on the way out the door last week, and we all hit the brakes. Like, American parenting is killing American marriages. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've taken parenting somewhere between when we were born and now when we're raising kids ourselves, right, to this place where it's become almost this religious space, this cult space, where all of our energy and all of our efforts, everything we do has to go into our parenting and being a good parent. And what our kids choose and how they use their agency and if they're successful or not dictates if we're okay. And it's this constant space. We don't question it. We give all of our energy to it, all of our devotion to it, and everything bows down to how am I doing in my parenting. And what's happening is because of that energy, and not that it's bad, it's just too much.
I was going to say, it's a little ironic to hear a parenting contributor describe that in a somewhat negative light.
And remember, we're talking about the pendulum swinging too far, right? What's happened is that means that anytime we put energy into a marriage, our marriage and everything else becomes an object. It becomes in the way of what we're trying to do as a parent. And that's where we're getting mixed up, right? When our marriage is in the way of parenting, now we've swung the pendulum too far. And now it starts to hurt our marital relationships. I mean, we can see this in so many ways. We can see it when we look at our unwillingness to speak ill of our kids. But we're much more willing to say something unkind about a spouse, right? It's this place where we will make memories with our children and focus so much on making memories with them, but we're not making memories with a spouse. Where we will confide and connect with our children, but we're not every day confiding and connecting with a spouse. And so then all of a sudden we see the divorce rate rising the fastest and the highest with new empty nesters for this exact reason. So when we look at the numbers, we're finding that because of the emphasis, maybe the mismanagement of parenting, as soon as kids leave the house, spouses don't know each other anymore and they don't have anything in common. And that demographic, the divorce rate is rising fastest with that demographic because of it.
You're at a stage in your life where you expect a certain level of connection. You're not getting it, so you're out. And you're saying the slow burn over multiple decades is what needed to happen.
Absolutely, in order for us to be connected at that point, right? And it isn't happening. And again, parenting, I mean, that's what we do. That's what we're talking about, is it's so important to make sure we put the energy into it.
And it's so demanding.
It is so demanding.
I mean, yeah, I'm giving a lot, but it asks a lot, too.
It does. And we often use it as an excuse and say, well, parenting is so demanding, so again, I don't have time for this marriage. I don't have time to put energy there or go on a date with you or sit down and talk with you. And I don't know how to say to the kids, I need you to step aside so that I can make time for your dad. Or so that I can make time for our marriage. It is demanding, and children are going to be the ones who come to us and pull on our, you know, on our coat and on our pants and poke and say, I need, I need, I need. And oftentimes it isn't a spouse that's going to come and sit and pull and tug and say, I need, and demand the same way. And so we have to be the ones who are on top of that. We have to be the ones that make sure that the way we're parenting isn't actually neglecting or hurting our marriages, because it tends to do that.
So is the problem one of priority, or is the problem one of balance, or a little bit of both?
I think a little bit of both, probably, but I think a really good place to start actually to negotiate and answer that question is to come back to a place where we're recognizing it's about commitment, and it's about honoring the commitments that we've made. When we get married, we commit to make time for, make energy for, hope and dream together with our spouse. And so to hold on and make sure that we honor that commitment is key. And it's the most important place to start, to make sure that we're honoring the commitment today that we made when we got married. But remember, there's a parenting commitment here, too, that's really important to look at. When we commit to parenting, we make this commitment that we will raise our kids in a way, or try to, where they're not entitled. And when we put them over everything else without honoring that marriage, we actually are raising very entitled children who, once they leave our homes, don't know what to do when they're not the center of attention, when they don't get everything that they need instantly, when the gratification isn't perfect. We set them up for failure.
And that's a huge point, Heather, because I think when the word entitlement is thrown around, especially with the up-and-coming generation, our mind immediately goes to things, tangible items, the phones, the electronics, the demands. And you're saying, no, it's an emotional effect.
Absolutely. It has that impact on them. And then they're not learning and understanding what they need to do to be successful, contributing, responsible adults. Not to mention, when we commit to parenting, we're committing to showing our children what a healthy marriage looks like. And a neglected marriage isn't a healthy marriage. And putting those kids, again, the priority, swinging the pendulum too far, means that we're not modeling for them what it looks like to have both relationships simultaneously running at the same time.
You say we would benefit in our homes and specifically in our marriages from less criticism, from less complaining.
Actually, we're gonna criticize less and we can complain a little more, which is kind of interesting, right? The criticism and when we criticize, it's when we label a spouse, when we tend to blame, when we're negative, and when we're very vague. It would be a statement like, you always leave your shoes out, you're so lazy, right? You never help around here. And so we offer the criticism to our spouse, and not just our children hear that, but then we're in a position where it disconnects us. Criticism disconnects us from our spouses.
Okay, so how does complaining make a difference?
When we complain, complaining is actually specific. It's talking directly to what it is that's frustrating or hurtful.
Uh-huh.
It's talking about the emotions that we're experiencing, and there's not any labeling, right? So instead of saying, you know, you never want to spend time with me, which would be a criticism.
Never want to spend time with me.
If we want to switch that to a complaint, it would be helping our spouse understand, when you hang out with your friends all the time, it makes me feel sad because I want us to be able to spend more time together.
Hmm.
Now we can do something with that, right? It's tangible. The other thing about complaining is it doesn't bring in or drudge up all the other old past offenses that we've been holding on to.
It's in the moment right now. I like that.
It is. It stays very present, and it actually is a tangible, workable statement. We tend to communicate with our spouse through criticism, and when we criticize, we disconnect, and we're not honoring and respecting that marriage.
So less criticism, more complaining.
More complaining.
I read that wrong, but now I understand. You want us to make magic every day.
Every single day. Can you imagine what would happen in our marriages if we worked to make magic every
now,
day?
Now, hold on. Magic is the mothering buzzword right
now. I know.
Days full of magic, afternoons full of magic, holidays full of magic. I'm pouring magic into my kids. You're saying bring a little bit of that to your marriage.
Absolutely. And pour it into your marriage. Now, we can do this in a couple really tangible ways. One being, we know that in a marriage, we want to connect at least 5 times a day. It is a magic number.
Five.
And in fact, 5 times a day of connection is what overrides 1 negative interaction. So for every negative interaction we have in a marriage, we need 5 positive or connecting interactions in order to counterbalance that. This is saying hello and goodbye to each other. This is a text message or a phone call at lunch. This is not monumental, but it creates magic. We know that just like with our children, communicating with our spouse every day creates magic. So we want 15 to 20 minutes every day where we connect. Physical touch makes magic every single day. And one that we don't often touch on, but we should be, is having a really healthy relationship when it comes to intimacy and making magic every day. And that healthy relationship isn't just between the two of us, but it's also making sure that we have a healthy relationship with intimacy. Can you imagine if every day you found a way to reach out and physically offer touch and spend 5 minutes and communicate? That makes every day magical.
And want to and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And here's the interesting thing. When we put energy into our marriage, it improves our parenting. When we go the other way and we put all of our energy in parenting, it doesn't guarantee us a stronger marriage. But when we put all that energy into marriage,
Both benefit,
which is a beautiful thing.
30 quick seconds, you want us to share our hopes and dreams in an ongoing way.
All the time. You know, when we meet each other, we're very quick to do this.
Yeah.
We're talking for hours about hopes and dreams.
Oh, those midnight phone calls.
All those things. And so we want to make sure that we're doing that. And then we want to make sure that we are increasing the positivity in our relationship with each other. What this looks like is us managing how we think about our spouse. If I think and ask uncomfortable questions about my spouse, like why is he so this, this, and this, I will find all the evidence to support that. But if instead I'm asking myself all of those positive connecting questions, where are those sacrifices and how can we connect and what is beautiful about our relationship, our brain will answer whatever question.
So it's a seek and you will find.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want to increase that positivity. It's not obviously that putting all the energy into parenting is bad. Of course we want to do
that. It's the pendulum.
But we got to make sure that we find this middle space so that we don't swing so far that our marriages suffer. We don't want them to suffer.
You've made us think, sister. Thank you so much for that. To contact Heather for counseling, you can find her information on our website. Well done.